This is the Daily Barometer Sunday Morning News, giving you this week's news coverage recap. I'm Angela Tam, and here is our local news from this past week. Motivated by setbacks in large part due to COVID-19 restrictions, Oregon State University Cascades Campus in Bend, Oregon has introduced a new service called Campus Groups, an app targeted towards college campuses around the United States. With the pandemic introducing many unexpected challenges for the OSU Cascades community within the past year, it has become harder for students and faculty to connect on a consistent basis. The app allows students to connect with their own college campus and participate in a wider community. For example, students can participate in virtual fairs, receive campus alerts, connect with on-campus clubs and organizations, and even chat with others through a direct messaging system. We looked at campus groups, both in a short-term investment to provide an immediate community that was virtual, and also a long-term investment, said Quentin Comas, the Student Life Marketing Coordinator at OSU Cascades. The service launched in October of 2020, and according to Comas, a third of the students at OSU Cascades said they have used the app so far. One big feature is the ability to add preferences on one's profile and connect with others with similar interests. With a big draw of campus groups being clubs, Comas feels that campus groups does not compete with the OSU mobile app, because that is more of an information kind of academic app. OSU Cascades students interested in campus groups can visit the website and follow the instructions for downloading the app. However, the app is currently not available for students at the OSU Corvallis campus. International students at OSU are gearing up to celebrate the Lunar New Year and welcome the Year of the Ox as the holiday began on February 12th. It is known as a holiday tied to the lunar calendar, which is celebrated in China, Korea, Vietnam, and other countries all over the world. This year, the celebration officially started on February 12th and lasts up to 16 days. During this time, me and my family prepare for the holiday by going shopping to buy decorations, food, and new clothes, said Thuyen Nguyen, a junior in Business Information Systems. Her home country is Vietnam. On the first day of Lunar New Year, Nguyen said, "My family and I have a family gathering in my grandparents' house. My family members give the best wishes to each other and receive lucky money in red envelopes. We enjoy the delicious dishes from my grandmother, and we share stories from last year." Qian Leyuan is a graduate student studying computer science at OSU. He said this holiday is a family gathering with a reunion dinner full of traditional food. However, the Lunar New Year often occurs during the academic year, particularly overlapping with midterm season, exams, and quizzes. Therefore, for most international students, it is often celebrated with their friends rather than their families. During this time, because we know as American college students, you will be really busy, so no matter whether it is an online or offline course, you will always be busy, Yuan said. Nevertheless, both Yuan and Nguyen have planned to celebrate this special holiday as a warm dinner with their close friends while still following all COVID-19 safety guidelines. "During this pandemic, we don't celebrate like normal," Nguyen said. "We are aware of the pandemic and follow the safety rules such as wearing masks, using hand sanitizer regularly, and staying 6 feet away from others in the store. For the New Year's Day, we just limit a small group of 5 people and spend time to celebrate Lunar New Year as a dinner. The atmosphere is still there, cozy and joyful." On the other hand, Liu Chaosong, a student in electrical engineering and computer science, chooses to stay home. She celebrates Lunar New Year through video calls with family to protect herself and others during COVID-19. In terms of the Chinese zodiac animal, this coming year is the Year of the Ox. The Chinese zodiac describes the ox as strong, reliable, and diligent. Song said that these attributes make her hopeful for the coming year. Matthew Edwards, an OSU student who was recently elected into an ASOSU House of Representatives position, was accused in social media posts on February 12th of being a white supremacist. The allegations were originally published on a Facebook page and Instagram account both run by Disarm OSU. Also known as We Can Do the Work, it is a student activist group which came out of the 2020 Black Lives Matter movement. According to the posts, Disarm OSU was approached in confidence by a concerned student who accused Edwards of being a known white supremacist. The posts claim Edwards had a leadership position at OSU's College Republicans when they supported University of Oregon's chapter during controversy in November 2020. Members were pictured at a political rally in Salem, Oregon alongside the Proud Boys. Disarm OSU did not disclose what aspects of the claims were made by the anonymous source and to what extent the group expanded upon the information provided to them. The posts are accompanied by several images, including one of Edwards wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Disarm OSU declined to answer questions regarding how the allegations came to light and whether the posts on social media contained the evidence in its entirety. According to Edwards, he was not approached by Disarm OSU before the original post was published. He did not interact with them until contacting them to object to what he describes as false information and characterization. Some comments on the post suggested that the allegations could qualify as libel, also known as written defamation. Edwards said Disarm OSU informed him the post would not be changed until he condemned white supremacy, which he did in a public statement on Instagram. However, he did not mention the Proud Boys in his statement. Disarm OSU said in a statement, "We denounce all forms of racism, including the refusal to explicitly condemn the Proud Boys, a white supremacist organization. We want representation for all community members and will proactively raise their concerns. We saw the hurt inflicted on our community when Andrew Oswald held ASOSU office while promoting white supremacist ideology. Everyone must decide what they will do to stop someone else from doing the same." The results of the 2021 Associated Students of Oregon State University elections were released last night. Here is your 2021 to 2022 student government: President Drew Patel, Vice President Dylan Perfect, Speaker of the House Lucas Schnell, Student Fee Committee Chair Muhammad Athar Khan, Senators Lily Butler, Tanya Bahari, Bailey Langley, Tali Yakovich, Xander Robertson, and Drew Jacobson. Undergraduate representatives for the House of Representatives include Sahana Shah, Maria Arellano, Dui Huang, Reese Kikuchi, Matteo Paula, Joseph Joe Page, Caleb Powell, Griffin Scott, Luke Walton Goldsworthy, and Matthew Edwards. The graduate representative of the House of Representatives is Kathy Hu. Members of SFC at large include Jessica Lopez, Bennett Polson, and Jack Hill. This has been the Daily Barometer Sunday Morning News Wrap-Up. The Barrel's February print issue, themed the ASOSU 2021 elections, will be in newsstands across Corvallis and the OSU campus tomorrow, February 22nd. I'm Angela Tam. Come back next Sunday at 9 a.m. for next week's headlining news here on KBBR-FM.